lobby group Generation Zero is preparing to unveil its Zero Carbon Act. Modelled on the United Kingdom's 2008 Climate Change Act, it would commit New Zealand to reducing its net production of carbon to zero by 2050. Drafted with help from experts and collaborators, the act will soon be made public on Generation Zero's website. I asked campaign spokesperson Lisa McLaren just what the Zero Carbon Act is.
The Zero Carbon Act is a framework that a group called Generation Zero are putting together. It is based on some UK legislation that was passed in 2008 called the Climate Change Act. And Generation Zero has decided that we're actually going to draft a similar act for New Zealand and to try and get that passed with cross-party support to have a more sort of ambitious climate law and climate plan for how we're going to reduce our emissions. A group of the Gen Zero crew got together and we thought, if the UK can do it, then why can't we? The UK's act was developed by a group of non-governmental organisations led by Friends of the Earth. So we decided that we could have a go at doing a similar thing. And so we've been working for the past 6 months within ourselves, sort of group of young lawyers and policymakers, and also talking to more experienced policy experts and others in the field to get feedback. And so we're now almost ready to launch our draft blueprint of how the Act could look for New Zealand. So it's going to go public on April 4th. Which is a Tuesday, and so we'll have a website that anyone can check out and have a look at the blueprint and see what they think and give feedback, and also we'll be releasing some policy papers around that time for those that want to sort of delve into the more intricate policy details.
And how can people get involved with the Zero Carbon Act?
So there's a few ways. Currently they can go to generationzero.org/ZCA for Zero Carbon Act, or on the Generation Zero page there is a sort of sign up function, or check us out on Facebook or Twitter and just get in touch that way. We really need cross-party support to get this thing over the line, so we need members from all different types of political leanings to get in behind it and to talk to their local MPs about passing it through.
And how is the Zero Carbon Act different from other efforts to reduce carbon production?
So the Zero Carbon Act is an overarching framework, well, it will be a framework that all the other efforts can sit under. So what it does is it gets an independent climate commission to pick a long-term target that we have to reduce our emissions to, and it actually creates the mandate for the government to have a plan to make that target and some interim targets along the way. So it's really just creating the framework and a legal space for the government to have to do something and have to act, as our current targets lacking in ambition and have been for the last sort of 20 years.
What do you say to the people who criticise the Zero Carbon Act and say it's unreachable or bad for the economy or so forth?
Well, I personally haven't had any feedback like that yet, but I would challenge them to go and actually look at the website. We've had some great experts working on this, and I don't think they would have given up their time and expertise to help us if they didn't think it was a valid option. So, yeah, I think I would just ask them to do a bit more investigating or come and have a chat to us about it.